Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I want to do something a little bit different today as we start off our reading of our devotional and talking about it, doing a teaching on this. I want to start off today with a bit of scripture. I want to give you some scriptures to give you an idea what we're going to speak about today. So I'm going to give you some scripture verses here, and I just want you to think about this. The first one is Psalms 27:1. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? And then I give you Psalms 118, verse 6. Yahweh is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And next I give you 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. David also said to Solomon his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for Yahweh, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until the work for the service of the temple of Yahweh is finished. 1 Peter 3, verses 13 to 14 says, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Hebrews 6, verses 12 says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who with faith and patience inherit what has been promised. And Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 says, and now Israel, what does Yahweh your Elohim ask of you? But to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve him, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, as I start off by reading those things today, do you understand what we're going to speak about today? We're going to speak about today probably the number one fear that keeps people from their true inheritance that we get from believing in our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. And that is one of the devil's greatest tactics to keep us from receiving the full blessings of Yahweh. And that is fear. Fear is of the enemy. Now, we hear people often quote and say that the Bible says we should fear God and fear God. The real context of that is not the same fear that the enemy uses to torment us. We should be in awe of our wonderful Creator. And if we say that and understand that thing, we should be in awe of Him. And just a fear, which is not the best word to use in that, but we could say, fear the Lord, fear the Lord. No, to be in awe of him, to be in awe of him and the miraculous, wonderful things he does. But the man, to fear man, I will read this devotional to you and tell you that what it says. The name of this devotional says, perfect love cast. Perfect love cast. So let's read this, and I pray that any of you that are listening to this right now, that are letting fear stop you from achieving all the blessings Yahweh has, if fear is keeping you from tormented, you know, we need to overcome that. And it says, love cast out. So let's read this. It says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And we see, okay, let me read and then I'll teach how it says so. Fear has a life of its own. It feeds on emotional energy, yet it is separate from the human. As an entity, it exists outside the human and enters only when invited. Fear is energized by all who oppose the kingdom of Yahweh within. Luke 17, verses 20 to 21. Fear's greatest ally is guilt, and guilt believes it deserves punishment. And the carnal shame that invites punishment is the very thing that is the conscience of man that simultaneously rejects love. Fear, guilt, and shame cannot coexist with love. Remember, it has been decreed, a house divided cannot stand. Mark 3, verse 25. Wrong thinking is a battlefield, and you must know where the front line is. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war accordingly to the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. I feel this guilt, therefore I must be deserving of punishment. Or, I feel this shame, therefore I am punished. Or, I asked for forgiveness, but I still feel like I am being punished. These enemy mindsets within you, and there are more, are the very foes that perfect love intends to defeat. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in the Almighty, for by putting down the stronghold, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, the weapons are mighty in Yahweh, and perfect in love will cast out all the enemies that oppose it. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame, Romans 10, verse 11. So, even so, everything has an appointed time. In the end, it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. Yahweh's plan for rooting out the wrong mindsets in your life is no different, but ultimately, instead, your shame, you shall have double honor. Isaiah 61, verse 7. That is great news. Instead of shame, you shall have double honor. The life of Yeshua, the Messiah, in you generates it. Or guarantees it. If anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creature, a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. He is saying, you are being new and you are no longer guilty. I took your shame and I removed it forever. You are not being punished. You are being transformed. Hallelujah. Fear, guilt, and shame are based on lies. It is I who set you free. And if the Son of Man makes you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8, verses 36. Love casts out fear, guilt, and shame. And it is I who caused you to know this at the appointed time. Hold on, loved one. It is a supernatural process. Therefore, do the supernatural and offer praise even when everything seems unknown. How many of you are ready to be transformed? How many of you are ready to understand that you're transformed? And a transformed person of Yahweh has his love, and we're not living in the guilt and the shame of our past life. And we're protected, and we're in such awe of Yahweh, in such awe of his amazement and all his wonderful creation and all his things. We're not stuck in this spiritual battle on the wrong side. It says it's a battle not of the flesh. It's a battle of the mind. That's what it says here, right here in Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, and against the spiritual wickedness in higher places. Yes, the enemy is trying to destroy us. Looking around, trying to destroy us. And he's been very successful because people are living their lives fearing a wonderful creator, but also, and more important, fearing man above that. And it says in the scriptures, we have to be in awe of our creator and have that holy fear, knowing that his way is the right way and to not fear man. So we're going to look at four common ways people succumb to the powers that we don't want to succumb to, that's not of Yahweh, and how they let fear take them over, and it keeps them from loving, it keeps them from being faithful, it keeps them from everything that Yahweh wants for us. But I want to read this scripture to you first. It says in Matthew 6:30, and if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have such little faith? Think about that. People say, well, I'm very faithful. Think about it. Do you have fear in your life? If you're very faithful, you're not going to have fear. You're not going to have guilt. You're not going to have these issues in your life. Matthew 8:26 says, Yeshua responded, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. You see all these different things. So let's look at them. Let's look at them more and see these different things, what it says in the scripture about these things. The Psalms 56:11 says, "In Yahweh I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me." We will not be afraid. Too many people are afraid about what man can do, and they're not putting their faith in a wonderful creator. And the times we're living in today is just a perfect example of that. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And he that fears is not made perfect in love." If we are in fear, we are not made perfect in love. In other words, our fear prevents us from receiving his love. In fear, we are calling him a liar and telling him we do not trust him. This kind of fear is unbelief. And this is exactly what people are suffering from today. They're being tormented. It says fear often uses torment to afflict our minds and bodies, causing mental and physical disease. Medical textbooks list more than 40 diseases as a result of anxiety and stress. And Yeshua addressed these things. We should not have fear of man's and man's ways and man's things. And you cannot experience all the love of our Creator when you're living in this fear. Revelation 21:8 goes on to say, "But the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable and the murderers and sexually impure, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So here is put in fearful people, because it's doubtful people or faithless people, along with murderers and sexual immorality and liars. Yes, according to the scriptures, fear goes against the instructions of our Creator, the fear of man. He tells us over and over again, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that says, do not fear man, do not fear man, or do not be afraid. And I tell you this as your health watchman. I tell you this as your teacher today, is the scriptures, our Creator tells us to love and not be afraid. Not be afraid. Have no doubt and be confident. Be confident in our Creator's words. Over and over again, all throughout the scriptures, he talks about this, about the fear and being afraid. And he told everyone from all the way from the beginning of time. He told them all the way to the end of time, all the way to Genesis, all the way to Revelation. Do not be afraid. Even when the most unthinkable task is ahead of you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I think about Paul, who was going to Caesar to speak to him, and that was his goal. And people hear Rome and they think Caesar and they think, oh, it was just like this destination of vacationing. But no, Rome back then was like ISIS today. And if somebody said, if Yahweh told me I need to go to the leader of ISIS and speak to him the gospel, and he clearly spoke that to me, just like Paul had more people afraid for him than Paul was not afraid. If that's what Yah is telling me to do, I got to go there with confidence. With confidence. And everyone would say, you're absolutely out of your mind. You can't do that. Everyone would be afraid for me. But with confidence, this is what he told me to do. He told us, and he told Paul in Acts 27:24, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And Paul let nothing stop from this. No loopholes, no examples. He got bit by a snake. He got stranded on an island. Nothing. He was going to do what Yahweh told him to do. Yahweh said in Acts 27:24, you must stand trial before Caesar. Yahweh has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So everyone's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. You're going to get there. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He told Abraham, he told Isaac, he told Jacob, do not be afraid. His word says, do not fear man. Do not fear man. Be careful, keep calm, and do not be afraid. Fear. When you think about fear and think about the fears you have in your lives today and the things that hold you back. Being fearful is unbelieving. You know, unbelief and faithfulness are all forms of rebellion. And this is a problem. It says perfect love casts out fear. Are you going to let our Creator do that? Or are you going to continue to live in the fears of man? It goes on to say, fear stems from unrighteousness. Our fear provides Satan's kingdom a foothold. Fear tells Yahweh that he's lost the battle and claims that Satan rules. It declares Yahweh is powerless to do anything about fear, and faith are equal in this. They both demand to be fulfilled. Fear focusing on temporal events ignores the external and plays a central role in earthly existence. Now there's four common things that people fear, and we're going to look at them right now. One of them is, or we're going to look at several of them right now. One of them is the spirit of, first we have to understand that the spirit of fear is a devil of the enemy. It's what the enemy uses. The enemy uses this to just destroy people. To completely destroy people, and it's just, we can't let this happen to us. We have to overcome the fear, and right now, we're going to do a prayer. Well, before we end here today, we're going to do a prayer of this. You know, anxiety of fear causes many physical illnesses in our lives, and people are so worried about this, they fearfully run to a doctor before going to our Creator and praying to Him for healing and all these different things. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love, as it says in the scriptures. No fear in love. So people often have fears of rejection. They have fears of losing somebody. They have all these different fears. And we look and it says in the scriptures, it says here in Matthew 6:30, Yahweh cares for you so wonderfully as the wildflowers. Why do you have so little faith? Matthew 8:26, why are you afraid? You have such little faith. And then it rebuked the wind and the waves. In Matthew 14:31, Yeshua immediately reached out and grabbed them and said, you have so little faith. Why do you doubt me? And Matthew 16:6 and 12 says, watch out, Yeshua warned them. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. And they began to argue with each other because they had no bread. And Yeshua said, you have such little faith. Why are you arguing with each other about having no bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you remember the 5,000 I fed with loaves and the baskets of leftovers you picked up? Or the 4,000 I fed 7 loaves and the large baskets left over you picked up? Why can't you understand that? They're not talking about bread. So again, I say, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We have to remember that. And to overcome fear. Now, this is something that torments us for so many years and for so long. So I want to break this down. We must identify where is the fear in our life and the anxiety and what's it causing us in our lives. Where is that stemming from? And we look at this and you need to do an exercise. You know, I teach my children and I give them physical exercise to do, and this is what I want every one of you to do. Now, if you're driving a car listening to this, obviously you'll have to do it another time, or hopefully you'll be wise enough to do it another time. But you need to really write down and be honest with yourself what your fears are and how to overcome them. What your fears are and how to overcome them. You know, and you know, I did this exercise and it helped me tremendously. And there's so many different fears that people have in life. You know, and so the fear of being alone, you know, these are some of the fears that in the past, before I had Yeshua, I understand that this is I had and how I overcome it. I look at scripture. Scripture says, you know, I'm never alone because Yahweh's always with me. Yahweh's always with me. You know, and then you look at fear of disease and Yahweh says, I'm Yahweh who heals you. You know, some people out there have a fear of loneliness. Yahweh says, you know, he says in his word, only Yahweh can fill your heart and truly, truly fulfill that in your heart. fear of suffering. It says in the scriptures, suffer well, for weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. You know, fear of a verbal rejection. It says in the scriptures, I see Yahweh, son Yeshua, and he loves me so much, so much. And there are so many of you today that need to write these down to identify the fear in your lives. You know, and he can help you. He can help you tremendously. And I want you to pray about these things and think about these things and not let them bother you. Hebrews 13:6 says, so we can say with confidence, Yahweh is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Revelations 21:8 says, but those who are afraid and those who do not have faith and a sinful-minded people and those who kill other people and those who do the sexual sins and those who follow witchcraft and those who worship false gods and those who tell lies will be put in the lake of fire. Remember that. Remember that. We must not be considered with those people. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for Yahweh has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of the power of love and self-discipline. And Isaiah 53 verse 3 says, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised as we do, and we did not care. This fear of rejection that people have of man today, and Yeshua, the most rejected person of all, was called to identify with him. Because he loved us more than anyone, and love cast out all fear. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8 says, yes, we are fully confident that we would rather be away from these earthly bodies than we would be at home, for then we would be at home with Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must get the fear and the anxiety out of our lives and not let it be part of us any longer. This is holding people back. And I want to try to help people with this. I want people to understand this. I'm going to give you a prayer right now to repeat. To repeat the words I'm saying right now. If you're driving your car, if you're home listening, wherever you are. Because we got to be honest with ourselves. You know, the Bible tells us to suffer well and not torment ourselves. Like the enemy and his little demons try to torment us with all this fear in our lives. The fear of man, the fear of all these different things. The what happens and the what ifs and the why me's. No, no. We got the greatest gift in the world in Yeshua, and we can come in all things. The Bible says to trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Stop leaning on your own fearful understanding of things. All your heart. He says in his word, I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you. Do you have faith and trust in what he says? Like he says, why are you afraid, such people of little faith? We need to build up our faith and have strong faith and not be afraid in these situations. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, have I not commanded you be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, will be with you wherever you go. Right now, say wherever. Say it out loud, wherever. Turn to your Bible in Joshua 1 9 and highlight that and underline that. Wherever you go, I will be with you. And then we got to think. And this is what I want everyone to repeat out now. Psalms 56 verse 3. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. That's a scripture for a day. Hang that up on your walls or wherever you go. But when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. We trust in him. It says in Luke 1, 72 to 76, show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our fathers, Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before Yahweh to prepare the way for him. Hallelujah. 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 So repeat this prayer after me that I'm going to give you right now and feel it and mean it. And so we say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, I confess and repent for allowing the and do a specific fear, whatever fear has been holding you back, for allowing this fear, whatever it might be, in my life. And I repent for all my generations. I ask you, Yahweh, I ask you, Yeshua, to forgive me. I purpose and choose to forgive myself from my heart for allowing this and name that fear in my life. I release myself from this fear. In the name of Yeshua and by the power of his blood, I cancel all of Satan's authority over me in this fear. In the name of Yeshua, I command this fear to go and be gone, to be gone forever. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart to heal me of this fear. Please speak your words of truth to me about this situation. And just pause for a second. Just be quiet. Release that name of that fear and ask him to speak to you. To speak to you, to speak to you. That's it. And you know what? He does speak to us. His word speaks to us. If you speaking to me doesn't mean hearing him audibly all the time. It means open up his word and see what his word says. See what the scripture says. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, his word says. That's how I remain confident in him. Trusting him more than I trust myself. Trust in him more than I trust my situation. Putting all my faith and hope in him. All my hope is in Yeshua. Not the fears of man, but the awe of our creator. And that's what I call you all to do today. So let's release these fears and think about them. Take today. Think about all these things you fear in your life. Things that are holding you back. Things that make you doubtful. And release them in prayer. Release them. And then just listen to him. Of how to overcome these things and be blessed and enjoy those blessings and have confidence and enthusiasm. This is the day our Creator has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. He covers us. He's always with us, all times. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that is, I got a lot of this from A Biblical Foundations to Freedom by Art Mathias, a really good book that I talk about often. But it's right from the scriptures. I like this book because it's based on scripture. It gives scripture to destroy the lies of the enemy and to live with the truth of our Creator. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So everybody, have a blessed day out there. Freedom, freedom from fear. And just have a blessed day. And I pray that this word blesses you and keeps you safe. And remember, our Creator is on our side. And that we should rejoice. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent and rejoice in a wonderful Creator for this wonderful day. Have a blessed day, everybody. Hallelujah and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.